It says here it snowed last night. So I woke up and I made a snowman. A little later, a few minutes later, a feminist passed by and asked me, why didn't I make a snow woman? So a couple minutes later, I made a snow woman. Then a couple minutes go by, and my feminist neighbor complained about the snow woman's voluptuous chest, saying it objectified snow women everywhere. Then a couple minutes later, the gay couple living nearby threw a fit and moaned and said it could have been two snow men instead. Then a transgendered man-woman person asked why I didn't make one snow person with detachable parts. Then I was being called a racist because the snow couple is white. A Middle Eastern gent from across the road demanded that the snow woman be covered up. Then the police arrived, saying someone had been offended. The feminist neighbor complained again that the broomstick of the snow woman needed to be removed because it depicted women in a domestic role. The council equality officer arrived and threatened me with eviction. Then as the evening came, the TV news crews from ABC showed up. I was asked if I knew the difference between snowmen and snow women. So I joked, snowballs? And now I'm being called a sexist. Then on the news at 9 o'clock, I was told that I was a suspected terrorist, rapist, homophobe, sensibility offender, bent on stirring up trouble in difficult weather. Then at 9:10, I was asked if I had any accomplices. So my children were taken by social services. A half hour later, far-left protesters, offended by everything, marched down the street and demanded for me to be arrested. The moral to this story? There is no moral to this story. This is what we have become, all because of snowflakes.